Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Randy Orton injured on Raw and his WrestleMania seems to be in doubt this morning. For Tuesday, March the 1st, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Ford on the top rope!
Raise the roof, because here it comes! Beautiful splash from the top by Montez Ford!
Ford could do it!
Montez, upon impact, took a little bit too much out of himself.
Shoulders down!
That was it. Orton tried to put his foot on the bottom rope and Angelo Dawkins stopped it.
The Street Profits!
That was from Monday Night Raw last night. RK-Bro versus the Street Profits ending very abruptly. Montez Ford landing a frog splash onto Randy Orton, and the moment that move landed, there seemed to be trouble. Randy Orton, with a history of issues with his right shoulder, suddenly seemed to be in a lot of pain. He rolled towards the corner and attempted to get his foot on the ropes during the pinfall, was unable to do so, despite even the help from Angelo Dawkins on the outside. The referee counted the three, and you can tell by the expressions on the face of the referee, who was signaling to the back that there was a problem, from Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford, who had their hands raised in some confusion, and Riddle, who jumped into the ring at this point. You can tell by all the collective faces that this was not how this match was meant to go down. A lot of concern around Randy Orton, who, as the finish happened, simply lay in the ring with his shoulder elevated from the canvas. After the match, footage has emerged of Randy Orton being helped to the back by officials. So as of this morning, Randy Orton, who, as we say, has a history of shoulder issues, seems to have suffered a shoulder injury during that match on Raw. And there is concern from sources that Randy Orton may miss WrestleMania because of this. Now, the hope is, because the match was stopped so quickly and the finish was reached so quickly and Orton was helped to the back in good time, there'll be no lasting damage to Randy Orton. We are currently, at time of recording, just over 4 weeks out from WrestleMania. Hopefully it's something where Randy Orton can rehabilitate in those 4 weeks and be ready in time, but we don't know until we have more details. And of course, when we know more, you will know more at cultaholic.com.
Through the grass from the top, Robbie got it! Will we see a new United States champion?
We got him!
Wow! Yes, we do!
That was Finn Balor becoming the new WWE United States Champion. The first time in his career that he has held that particular title, ending Damian Priest's 191 days as US champ. With that win, Finn Balor has now won every single title in the company, with the exception of the WWE Championship. Finn Balor was absent from WWE TV for several weeks, the mood being behind the scenes suggesting that Finn had fallen out of favor with creative. Gladly, delighted to say, this doesn't seem to be the case, as Finn Balor is the new United States champion, something that Damian Priest didn't take too well.
These people carried you. They carried you to winning my United States championship. Did you hear? You hear all that motivation, that respect? Yeah, I never heard that. My entire reign, they never gave me that, even though I busted my ass and I was successful in spite of each and every one of them. So basically, what I'm saying is, I'm gonna win that championship back. And all that love, that admiration, all that motivation ain't gonna mean a damn thing.
Priest's emotions running high after losing his coveted United States title, but this is classless.
I agree with you, Corey. This is the last thing I expected from Damian Priest in defeat.
It was a hard-fought battle by both competitors, and tonight wasn't Damian Priest's night.
No. The match is over. We have a new champion.
No, not out here. Not outside.
Come on, Damian.
No.
Come on, Damian.
Oh, my gosh!
Damian Priest has completely snapped.
He has lost his mind.
I am the bad guy. Yeah, you're right.
With that scathing attack on the fans and that physical attack on Finn Balor, Damian Priest declares himself the bad guy. And he certainly is, since it was a razor's edge that he did onto the announce table. There's a double meaning there. A heel turn for now former WWE United States champion Damian Priest taking place last night. I think Damian Priest as a heel is a great shout. I think there is a real edge, a real killer instinct to Damian Priest that a heel turn can truly flourish with. I'm excited to see what he does. It wasn't the only heel turn on last night's Raw, though.
My roads to WrestleMania get a lot clearer tonight. So, do you want to see it? Do you want to see who it's going to be? Come on, Columbus! Do you want to see it? I want to see it, so come on! Somebody, I'm begging you, step up!
Yes! Speaking of legends, speaking of guys who have done it all, we should have known.
I accept. I'm happy you accept, because I've wanted this match for a long time. You've wanted this match for a long time. And clearly, you've all wanted this match for a long time. But I tell you what, AJ. I want the Bulldog, AJ. I don't want the guy who's been playing tag team to almost for the last year.
The ultimate opportunist strikes again. The rated R superstar battering the phenomenal one.
No!
Why?
Damn it!
What are you doing, Edge?
Edge wanting to bring out the Bulldog in AJ Styles, attacking AJ with multiple concertos after their match for WrestleMania was signed, sealed, and delivered. And this is quite the turn-up. A very conflicted-looking Edge attacking AJ Styles after he came out to accept the challenge from Edge for WrestleMania. The first concerto went down, and then you watch Edge's face as he seems torn as the crowd chant one more time. So he gives one more concerto to the head of AJ Styles. Edge as a heel is a very interesting flavor for Edge.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I was in very much invested in seeing Edge and AJ Styles tear the roof down off the stadium. There's no roof at the stadium. You know what I'm saying. I was very up for seeing these two do their thing anyway, but this adds a little extra dimension to that match that is now taking place at WrestleMania. AJ Styles and Edge one-on-one for the very first time. That's happening at WrestleMania 38. Also last night, a women's tag team title match was confirmed for Mania, with Zelina Vega and Carmella defending their championships against Naomi and Sasha Banks. This was a challenge that was made on SmackDown this past Friday. It was accepted tonight on Monday Night Raw. Sorry, last night on Monday Night Raw. Carmella, who starts her new show with Corey Graves on the YouTube channel, said that when she and Zelina Vega retain the titles at WrestleMania, she planned to celebrate with her fiancé, Corey Graves, in the ring. Now, Carmella and Corey have hinted at being the next Edge and Lita, so that could be quite a feisty segment for Monday Night Raw post-WrestleMania. The women's tag team titles added to the Mania docket, Naomi and Sasha Banks challenging Queen Zelina Vega and Carmella. Also for WrestleMania, as we know, Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair will be competing on night one of WrestleMania. The same night, we will see Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair competing. The Raw Women's and SmackDown Women's Championship matches both happening on night one of WrestleMania. On night two, we know that we are going to see Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar in the main event, the unification match for the WWE and Universal Championships. Now, Dave Meltzer has said that whilst it is a unification match, the belts aren't actually unified. Dave Meltzer says that they do not want to end the brand split, and both networks like having separate championship belts. So, essentially, it'll be like 2002 when the draft happened and you had a floating champion for a little bit. So whoever wins the unification match, be it Brock Lesnar or Roman Reigns, will bounce between Raw and SmackDown defending the title. That's essentially the plan post WrestleMania for the unified WWE and Universal Championships. We are well and truly on the road to WrestleMania at this point, and there will be changes, twists and turns as we go. And for the very latest, you can check out cultaholic.com throughout the day. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.